We are going to move right along. I hope you enjoyed the last segment. That was a town hall, a live town hall over the radio from the Blaha campaign. But as you know, we've got something coming up on Saturday. What would that be? That would be the State Republican Party Assembly. And we've been trying to do a lot of work with a lot of different groups around the state. Derek Wilburn's the head of the Rocky Mountain Black Tea Party. We've had Solomon Martinez in the studio with us a bunch of times. Right now, we have Pauline Oliveira in studio with us talking about the Colorado Hispanic Republicans. Because, well, Pauline, let me just put it to you. What have you guys been up to?
We've been very busy, Colorado Hispanic Republicans. We're growing very fast, and Solomon Martinez will be here soon. He is our first chapter that we're opening up in the northern part of our state. So we seem to be growing very fast.
So the biggest problem that I've seen in the Hispanic community and the Black community is that they share our values. They just hate the Republican Party. So what are you doing about that?
We are working to help connect the Republican principles with those communities' values. Like you said, they are right on line. They are pro-life. They are faithful. Our logo, our slogan, if we had one, so to speak, would be faith, family, and freedom. And they want their small business owners, and they want the government off their back. They understand that lower taxes helps to increase business, and it helps their business. So we need to be able to connect more those principles with that community.
What do you think the biggest problem has been with the messaging from the Republican Party and the success, let's say, of the Democratic Party when they do a better job messaging, they do a better job, just in their outreach? I mean, because let's face it, they just do a better job. And in my opinion, it's based on lies, because I believe that we all do share the same core values. Yet, and let's face it, I was a disenfranchised Republican as well, and I've been mixing it up in the Republican Party for 25 years. And I left and went back to the Tea Parties and the 912 groups and all that wonderful stuff. But I also realize that the Democrats are the wrong way to go.
Most definitely. I think part of that has been, like you said, we became a little, a little complacent. And it was hard for a while to decipher between a Democrat and a Republican. I know I woke up when we had McCain, and I thought, this is a man who's going to sign that TARP bill. This is a man who is for amnesty, blanket amnesty. And I thought, is this what the Republican Party is giving us? There really wasn't that much difference. So it could have been something on that line that had people disenfranchised from the Republican Party. But now we stand a firm line in the sand as to where we stand as a Republican Party. We have to stand firm on those principles and get in there and do the right thing.
Well, I do love the idea that you guys are doing outreach, and Grassroots Radio is going to do everything we can to help you. And Solomon, I wanted to ask you a similar question. Why do you think the Democrats are having better success messaging than the Republicans are?
Maybe they don't speak the truth all the time. Mm-hmm. They go on ahead and promise this, promise that. You take a look at Obama, he promised taking care of the illegal immigration deal when he was campaigning, that he was going to provide amnesty. All that died, a year in his presidency, and all of a sudden it's like nothing's there. Now he's talking to the Hispanics again about it. A lot of it is, my mom and dad were Hispanic. I mean, Democrat. I'm a Democrat. So they don't really explore. I tell people, take the test. There's websites you can go on to. It's Republican Democrat test. Take the test. If you still shows that you're a Democrat, then stay with the Democrat Party. But you're going to find that you will probably be a Republican in most cases.
Well, yeah, and one of the things that I agree with you, Pauline, one of the things that I saw, especially when we had McLean, who was running for president, You know, I don't know what's going to happen when we throw Romney up there. I really don't. I mean, we had some real conservative choices, and the only thing that I would say to people is that Obama is so much worse. I mean, he is the most dangerous man in America because he holds the Oval Office. And he, all you have to do is take a look. Solomon, you were at the level 912 meeting with us last night. You listened to Tom Tancredo's speech. I just got done in the first half hour of the show today railing on the EPA because it's nothing but an extension of the United Nations trying to cram Agenda 21 down our throats. And people don't know the truth. And the thing I love about your guys' outreach is you are showing them the truth and the difference.
Exactly. You know, we're doing is trying to be honest. You know, we're honest with people, and we're not promising anybody anything. We're promising that, you know, we will stand side by side, shoulder to shoulder, and it's a time Americans come together. It's a time for Hispanics to unite because we are a huge voice across the country. It is time we stand shoulder to shoulder and go on in and have our voice heard, and that's what the Colorado Hispanic Republicans is doing. We are out there reaching out to the Hispanics that have the same values, talking about faith, family, freedom, you know, fe, familia, libertad. You know, we are all, you know, combined together. It's why do we have to be segregated? All right. It's Americans for America. That's what we have to push. We have to, you know, we have to go on and come together like we did after 9/11. You know, where we go on ahead and united as a nation, and that's what we need to focus on, and that's the message that we need to send out, and that's what we're doing for the Hispanics. We're reaching out to all the Hispanics and say, come and join us. Come and talk to us. I'm not going to try to convince you to switch over Republican. Come and talk to you. Here are our values. Here are our views. If you align with that, join us.
Are you having any luck when you talk to people about saying, okay, these are the values that we share. This is a particular candidate that we share. Pauline, have you done it that way at all?
With regard to the candidate, we are going to unite behind our candidate, whoever that person is that comes out of our national convention. But yes, we go out, reach out to the community. We're going to start going into the churches. We're going to start talking about our values. And we do talk about our values when we go outreach. And that's what you do. You pick an issue and you discuss the values associated with that particular issue. And most oftentimes, 99% of the time, the values behind that issue are conservative values.
You are listening to Grassroots Radio. We have Pauline Oliveira and Solomon Martinez in the studio with me, and we are talking about the Colorado Hispanic Republicans. And Solomon, you started the first chapter. We do have a caller waiting on the line, and I'll get to him in just a minute. But you started the first chapter up north, and you used to do a breakfast club that I've gone to a couple times way back when, and then you started getting back into it again. And so you have... How is that chapter going? How are you doing with your outreach?
I think we're doing great. We are actually we're setting up, and we're reaching out to Greeley. We're reaching out to Longmont, but just in, you know, as a Northern Colorado chapter right now. And realistically, in Greeley, I believe that we can go on and have another chapter started there within the next 30 days. We're getting a lot of response. After that 30 days is up, I'm actually going ahead and focus on Longmont. And I'm actually cutting my hours down to 10 hours a week. So I can focus my rest of my time into go on ahead and get the message out there to other Hispanics and to other Republicans and, I mean, to other Democrats and just let them know what's going on. You know, I mean, if I can share this message, you know, I was talking to a guy I ran into at Home Depot, and I gave him one of my cards, and he goes, oh, you're an elephant. I'm a donkey. And he goes, I voted for Obama last time around, you know, and he goes, but I'm not going to be a donkey's behind and vote for him again. So... There is a lot of people that feel the same way.
That's very good. And we have definitely got to reach out to more and more of those people. Let's go ahead and ask Keith from Roxborough to join us. I think he has a question. Keith, welcome to Grassroots Radio.
Hi, Keith. I'm sorry. Hi, Ken.
I'm Ken. You're Keith. Remember?
Hello, Pauline and Solomon as well. I had the opportunity to go down for Colorado Hispanic Republican Day down at the Capitol here a couple months back, and it was a pleasure to meet Pauline there. But I got to take exception, Ken, with kind of what you said in your opening statement, that Hispanics hate Republicans. And I know you probably kind of made it a broad-based statement, but I definitely don't think that's accurate.
Okay. Well, I would agree with you. That was a pretty broad brush. And but more, the percentage of Hispanics that vote Democrat is larger than the percentage of Hispanics that vote Republican. That's why I say something like that. So
very true.
Yeah.
Very.
So
I, I think a lot of that has to do with the entitlement aspect and the mentality of what's driven the Democratic Party in the past few decades.
I think Ken touched on it earlier, that the Democrats lie. They just lie. They make all these promises, and they don't follow through with their promises. And if they do try to follow through with their promises don't make sense in the end, and people get confused. Those entitlements don't really, I mean, you have to take from one person's pocket to give to another person, so it ends up damaging everybody's pocket overall, and so it never comes to fruition, the help that they offer, the help that they promise. And I think that's what attracts people to the Democrat Party, not just Hispanics.
Well, I would agree with you. Keith, I want to thank you for calling in. That was a good point. And you're right, Keith. I did paint a pretty broad stroke with that brush. We are going to run to a break. When we come back, we're going to have more with the Colorado Hispanic Republicans. Welcome back, Grassroots Radio Colorado. If you'd like to join us on the air, 303-477-5600. Real quick, as most of you know, I had surgery on my jaw about, well, it's been almost 4 weeks now. And earlier in this week, I was having lunch with a friend of mine downtown Denver, and I wasted a tooth. I mean, just the filling broke. I mean, the whole nine yards. It was really, really bad. So I called Dr. Barnes Dentistry, because he is a sponsor of Grassroots Radio, and he was able to get me in no time, realized over the phone what had happened and what kind of procedure I was going to need. And so this morning I go in and I have a crown put on that filling that it just over time, it just disintegrated. It wasn't that it was bad work. It's just, you know, you're hard on your teeth. It's like, think about it. A car, no matter how well it's made, is going to eventually break. Well, what do you use more than your mouth during your day? Maybe your feet. Okay, so ultimately, you eat three times a day. You're constantly doing all these things, eating things that are not good for you. So he takes me in. He gets my root canal all done. And it was not sedation dentistry. We did it without it because obviously I needed to finish up my day. And he is very good. Jason wouldn't have gone near it without sedation dentistry. They'd have knocked him out so fast that it made your head spin. Because, you know, Jason's 6'5", and he knocked me out. If you're messing with my teeth, knock me out. And Dr. Barnes does that too. But I just wanted to thank him for getting me in so quickly and getting me taken care of. And they did obviously a really good job because I don't have any pain whatsoever. And it was just a really good thing. And so, anyway, thank you, Dr. Barnes, for getting me taken care of. We do have in studio, I do have in studio with me, I've got Pauline Oliveira and Solomon Martinez, and they are with the Colorado Hispanic Republicans. Now, Solomon, during the break, you had started talking about some numbers that you wanted to share with the listening audience. So why don't you dive into that?
That'd be great. Let's take a look at unemployment. And, you know, I'm not making these numbers. This comes from the Heritage Foundation. Unemployment fell with a drop, Hispanics fell by 66% compared to a drop of 53% among blacks and 16% among non-Hispanic whites. The unemployment rate among Hispanics in March was 10.3% compared to 8.2% along the border. Hispanics increased more than any other group from 20.6% to 26.6%, all according to the Pew Hispanic Center. And a majority of Hispanics believe that the economic downturn has been harder on them than on any other group in America. It's not surprising, then, that the Hispanics ranked jobs, not immigration, as the number one issue in the 2012 election. Additionally, 56% are dissatisfied with the direction of the country is headed.
That's amazing.
People come to this country because we value the individual, we value hard work, and you get to reap the benefits of your hard work. And when that's getting taken away from you, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that you're headed in the wrong direction.
Well, you know, it is interesting because I constantly spew out on Grassroots Radio that liberals lie. They have to. I mean, let's take it.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. I mean, we've got the Buffett rule coming out that Obama actually tried to say should have been called the Reagan rule. I'm like, oh, yeah, you heard that today.
Yes, I heard that today.
Wasn't that the most infuriating thing you'd ever seen?
It's just disgusting. And I also saw a video that somebody sent out. Obama, it was like some kind of Obama campaign material talking about all the wonderful things that he did for us and this wonderful health care that he did, but they never talked about how the American people didn't want it because we understand socialized medicine.
Oh, yeah.
We understand what that is, and we didn't want it. We understood there was a problem with rising costs, but we also understood that that wasn't going to fix it. And they did it anyway. They didn't talk about Massachusetts hiring Scott Brown to vote against that bill. They didn't talk about how they passed that bill with an accounting method called reconciliation because they couldn't get the votes for it. Democrats lie. That's the only way they can get elected.
So, Solomon, you've got all these groups that are going on, and are you working with other groups? Are you working with, for instance, Derek Wilburn was just in here in the last segment, and he's got the Rocky Mountain Black Tea Party. And I know that guy is tireless. We've also got a new chapter of the Rocky Mountain Black Tea Party here in Denver that is just starting up. Oh, yeah. I met the gentleman that I think his name is Leland, and he is doing it. I met him on Monday. I was in a bunch of meetings down at the Independence Institute, and he was there. And he's got a chapter going, and I'm going to try to get him in to start talking about that, because we've got to circle the wagons with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If Obama gets reelected, it's over. I mean, it's over. This country will never, ever make it back from the damage he will do.
He won't have to be accountable this next 4 years. I mean, this 4 years, he has to be somewhat accountable for what he's done these last 3.5, 4 years. If he's in office again, he's not going to have to be accountable because there is no reelection after that.
Right.
Our liberty is gone. And I'm glad that there's another Tea Party, Black Tea Party, starting up here in Denver. I want to go on ahead and stand with them side by side, and let's go and do what we need to do. I'm working with, you know, Right Turn Colorado. We want to get some training, go on out there, talk to precincts, get voter registration training. Those are the things that we need to get good at. And, you know, that's why I'm running as a national delegate candidate, okay, at the 2nd Congressional District. And I would appreciate your vote. I want to go to the national. Couple of reasons. One, I'm going there to work. I'm not going there on vacation. I want to go on ahead and meet with other Hispanic leaders from around the country, share ideas with them, get ideas from them, so we can go on ahead and do everything we can so we can turn Colorado red again and go on ahead and get fire Obama. I mean, the Hispanic vote is critical, and we need to fire Obama. And I think the Hispanics, if we join together, it's going to happen. And I know it just – this is like a snowball effect. It's going to keep on growing. We are headed down the mountain, and that snowball is going to continue to grow. And we are moving forward, and we are going to be huge in the state of Colorado.
If there's one job America can do without, it's Obama's.
I like that.
Yeah,
we definitely want to get that guy fired. But, you know, Solomon, you bring up a very good point, because I went to the first Tea Party rally in D.C. in 2009. There were 2 million people there. Well, okay, that's a little bit tough to network with 2 million people. But this is going to be a little bit different. You're going to the Republican National Convention in Florida.
That's my goal.
Right.
You know.
Could you imagine the networking opportunity you're going to have to meet other Hispanic leaders throughout the country and bring those ideas together? Because believe me, I met a lot of top quality people in D.C. there, met with Freedom Works. Now I'm the Colorado field director for Freedom Works. And it helps. And if you can get that network on a nationwide basis, you can. That's powerful stuff.
You know, Colorado is a critical state. Okay. And, you know, if I get a chance to go and I can bring in some of that information, and I figure between now and August, CHR is going to be – we're going to be huge. We'll be over 1,600 members, easy, just in CHR. Okay, we'll have 1,600 people out there spread, you know, basically sending out the same message from the information that I receive from other Hispanic leaders around the country. This is a golden opportunity for us to take advantage of this. And I need everybody in the 2nd Congressional District support. I need your help. I need your vote to send me to the national.
Are you also a delegate candidate for the state as well?
I'm a delegate for the state, but I'm not running for the convention, for national at the state. There's I think there's like 800 people running for 12 spots. I figured the best shot to have is at the 2nd Congressional District. I'm well known in Larimer County, and I've been to Boulder County. I've done some talks there, spoken at you know, attend the breakfast, the Republican women of Longmont. They gave me an opportunity to go and talk with them a little bit. So my name is known a little bit in Boulder and Longmont County, but...
Well, but you're also a Marine. And that almost came in handy very much last night, because I was telling everybody about when we were at CJ's Patio Grill. That I didn't tell him this story, but actually we won't go into it. But you also served our country, and so for that, thank you.
Yes, I am a retired Marine. I joined the Marine Corps in 1970.
Marines never retire, from what I hear.
Well, I retired from active duty, but I am active. I'm the Commandant of the Marine Corps League in Loveland. I'm active. You know, we're always doing out there, doing whatever we can to help other veterans. That's what I'm involved in, you know.
And CHR can be found online, ColoradoHispanicRepublicans.org, and you're more than welcome to sign up for our Constant Contact newsletter. It gives people ideas of what we're doing when we go out. I just spoke with a rabbi the other day, and we're setting up little things where they go out in their community, they get the Hispanics in their community together, and we go do little meet and greets, and we talk about our values, and we connect our Republican principles to the Hispanic community values. We're doing a lot of that this week on Thursday at El Señor Sol. It's the old Zhang's over by the aquarium. That's where we have our monthly meet and greet. This Thursday, we'll have Leandre Golston, who is the former vice chair for the state Republican Party. He'll be speaking about the Electoral College, which is a very important subject, and that's going to be fun. You can go to ColoradoHispanicRepublicans.org, and you can find our information there and shoot us emails if you have questions.
All right. We will be back with more Grassroots Radio right after this.